Thanks, Paul. This is Richard Rue. As they mentioned earlier, I'm the general counsel of a medical device company here in Austin, and I've had some experience in the past, not really with so much with this company, but with some prior ones with dealing with some crises that come up and how you respond to that to the public. And obviously one of the things that comes up is oftentimes there are in fact legal issues, particularly if your crisis involves an investigation. This is something that does tend to be newsworthy. People do ask questions about it. They do allocate sort of winners and losers. And if you don't have a plan to sort of get on top of that quickly, you can lose trust within your constituents. One thing that I think is important is we have this next topic that said, or next bullet that says that saying nothing is no longer an option, because the media is going to be on you. What you say or don't say can affect legal outcomes, and you need to help protect your brand and your corporate reputation. That said, although saying nothing is no longer an option, I'm a big believer in deciding really how much you do need to say, because although saying nothing is an option, saying very little sometimes can be the right answer. And I'll go back. I was the general counsel of a company in the medical device space that sold very specific products to very specific kinds of surgeons. And while we had an investigation and while we had things that really affected our stockholders, one of the things that we kept in mind the entire time we communicated on that was that nothing that we were talking about affected our products. The investigation involved accounting issues, involved how things were being billed, had nothing to do with whether the products worked well. So one of the things we had to separate was remembering that while the stockholders really cared about the investigation and cared about how that mattered, we had a big group of constituents who were our customers who needed to be reminded that nothing we're talking about here affects whether our stuff works. And once we were able to sort of get that message out to our customer base, that helped all the rest of the communication, because we were able to sort of mollify our stockholders to know that, you know, the wheels weren't going to completely come off because the doctors who bought our stuff still liked it and were going to continue to buy it. So I say that as saying nothing is no longer an option, but saying sort of very little on certain topics and saying the right things to the right people is to me critically important. And again, public expectations have risen dramatically. They'll expect you to say something publicly, but when you say that, you do need to realize that sometimes that group can be different than another group that you're ultimately trying to influence with your communications.
I think that I agree, Richard, and I think a lot of that has been affected by the impact of digital communication, digital meaning social media, online media. I think in the 25 plus years that I've been doing strategic communications, the two biggest changes in my industry has been the advent of social media and the chaos and disruption in the media industry. Back in the old days, you get your press release and statement reviewed by, if an incident happened, a crisis happens, you get your press release and statement reviewed by legal, and then you get it to the media, and you fax out your press release, or you would email your press release, and your message got out. Where I am, Washington, D.C., it's the Washington Post, and it was the New York Times that drove the news each day. Traditional media is still important. I would say that Washington Post still drives the news a lot of the days, but the advent of social media and the explosion of online news has changed the game completely. Now it's not all bad news. The good news is that you can directly reach your target audiences, Richard, as you were saying, whether you can, you could target, particular stakeholders through your social media and other digital media avenues. You don't have to depend on a third party, a media outlet, to get your message out. You can interact with your customers directly. The bad news is that the response time, as we talked about, is expected to be immediate. Misinformation is everywhere, as we all know. There's no such thing as a local story anymore either. Everything is national, or the potential to be national, even if it's in your local online newspaper, or it's one tweet by somebody. As I said, we have 200 million potential reporters out there analyzing your every move. The conversation is happening fast. I think on the legal side, the legal review is more challenging. You're conversing with your customers or your target audiences online. You have to make sure that you're on message, that you're sticking, one thing that I want everybody to leave with is that message discipline in these kind of, in a crisis is so important. There's a lot of emotion, as we talked about, anger going on, but making sure that everybody understands the messages and everybody sticks to them is very important. And when you're interacting online, deciding whether if you have a Facebook page and somebody's putting nasty comments on, and do you comment? The one thing you want to do is always try to take the conversation offline. If somebody is really, if you think that you need to respond, I encourage you to try to get them, offline through a phone call or an email. So digital has just completely changed the game in more ways than one. If we go to the next slide, I can talk about a couple trends that are related to that, and a lot of this is because of the advent of social media.